I'll open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for June 1st, 2015. We have one item on the agenda, a work session for HB 5042, the Water Resources Department. I will open that work session. And the LFO recommendation?
Mr. Chair, members of the Subcommittee, the LFO recommendation for House Bill 5042. This is the budget bill for the Water Resources Department. The LFO recommendation includes a phase-out of revenues related to lottery bonds for funding of the Water Supply Development Fund during the previous biennium, and a phase-out of expenditure authority for that portion of the bond proceeds that were expended in the previous biennium or this biennium that we're in currently. It also includes a phase-out of revenues and expenditure authority for general obligation bonds for the Water Development Fund that were not issued during the previous biennium, and then technical adjustments for lottery debt service for the upcoming biennium. A provision of two limited duration positions comprising 1.75 FTE for expanded grant activities should lottery bond proceeds be made available to the agency. And then addition of a limited duration position to address the water right processing backlogs in the Klamath Basin. In addition to these changes, there's also a hydrotech position in the Klamath Basin to assist in water management and monitoring. And the establishment of a chief groundwater technology scientist position, one FTE, to create and manage procedures and methods for capturing, processing, and distributing groundwater data. In addition to these, there's also a professional engineering position and two natural resource planning coordinators, 3.0 FTE, to support the agency's integrated water resources supply development initiative. So we'll go through these division by division. In the administrative services division is the establishment of this is actually the increase of an existing position from a quarter FTE to three quarters to 1.0 FTE, so it's an increase of three quarter FTE.
What page are you on? So I'll make sure.
I'm on page 3 of 45.
Thank you.
One, two, three. Actually, I think you're on 5 of the package.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
This is package number 106. This is support for Senate Bill 1069 grant enhancement, and this package expands the administrative capacity of the Water Conservation Reuse Storage Grant Program established in 2008 by Senate Bill 1069. The grant funding within this program is primarily for feasibility studies. Under some circumstances, direct project costs can be funded, but grants under this program are capped at a maximum of $500,000, must be matched by a grant recipient on a dollar-for-dollar basis. Program has a current base budget of grant funding of $750,000 general fund. The grant program administration in the base budget includes a single position comprising one-quarter FTE. And then the department has requested one-time additional grant funding of $750,000 using lottery bond proceeds, and that funding is additional other funds will be contemplated in a separate bill, the bonding and capital construction bills. To accommodate the additional funding, should the lottery bond proceeds be made available for that purpose, the department requested that the portion used for grant administration be increased from one quarter FTE to 1.0 FTE using general fund, and this package provides the funding to do that. The next policy option package in your worksheet is on the next page. It's package 811, and this is just a simple adjustment for what's anticipated for actual lottery debt service adjustments in the 15-17. So this is just a technical adjustment, reducing the lottery funds expenditure by almost $900,000. On the next page, we go into field services. It shows you the overall budget, and then we come into package 104. This is Klamath Basin Hydrotech to assist with water management, and this adds a single natural resource specialist to position to manage the 12 existing stream gauges and another 13 to 15 gauges required for the management of senior water rights in the Klamath Basin. The increase in monitoring is resultant from the 2013 completion of the administrative phases of the adjudication, and many additional water rights have been recognized that are senior and now can be enforced. This means that water users in the basins that were not used to regulation may be subject to water use restrictions. Water users watch stream flows constantly. They greatly rely on the department information in order to manage their water rights efficiently. And then collecting the stream flow and groundwater data to support water management gets the department ahead of potential conflicts and diminishes expensive legal challenges. So this one FTE is a total general fund obligation of $191,822 for the biennium. The next package is Package 105. Package 105 moves along the agency's initiative for the integrated water, the place-based integrated water resources strategy, and it provides a limited duration position for the initial implementation and pilot of place-based integrated water resource strategies. These strategies serve as a blueprint for meeting both in-stream and out-of-stream needs, taking into account the water quantity, quality, and ecosystems. Meeting water needs should be considered within the context of specific watersheds, and this program is specifically for the place-based context of those watersheds. Senate Bill 266 is companion legislation to this program, creates the grant program within the agency for the issuance of place-based integrated water resource strategy development. The bill does not include funding for the grant program, but the agency has requested $750,000 in lottery bond proceeds for that purpose in a separate bill. And it's the intention of the legislature, however, that the general fund appropriation and position authority extended by this package be removed by subsequent legislation should the additional bond funding not be available for this to the agency for this purpose. So this is just in anticipation of bond funding for the purpose. Our next package is in technical services. This is package 103, groundwater data management. It adds a single position. This is a chief groundwater technology scientist. The position is responsible for establishing procedures and methods to capture and process data using rigorous scientific standards, including a major overhaul of data organization and formatting, and will serve, this position will also serve as the liaison between the groundwater section and other sections of the department to that collect and achieve and archive groundwater related data, and then other agencies as well, in both inside the state and at the federal level. The position will evaluate groundwater data sets and create more efficient processes for capturing, formatting, sharing, and analyzing and archiving data. And improvements in the department's groundwater data capabilities will improve how staff process, use, and share groundwater data with the public and with other state agencies. Funding for this position is split between the general fund and the water rights operating fund, 50-50. Moving on to Water Rights and Adjudication Division, Package 101 is the Klamath Transactions of Water Rights Backlog Reduction. And this position, this package adds one limited duration natural resources position to reduce water right backlog issues and enhance service to customers in Klamath Basin. Basically, this position will be reviewing claims of beneficial use and issuing certificates, as well as responding to unanticipated water right related processing needs. So this is one position for the just for the 15-17 biennium, funded by general fund at $164,000. In the director's office, package 115, this is the integrated water resource supply development. After a number of years of developing this, the integrated water resource supply development strategy, the legislature has implemented a number of funding programs to help further water resources development projects. And whether the projects are available, are identified through place-based approach, as they were as 1069 shows, or on an individual basis, project proponents can apply for funding through the department's water conservation, reuse, and grant program to help evaluate the feasibility of the project. And once the project has been vetted, funding for actually developing and implementing the project is available through the Water Supply Development Grant Program. This is Senate Bill 839, and through the water and also any other programs established by the Oregon Legislature to fund water supply projects. The purpose of this policy option package and the three FTE that are contained in it are to help shepherd the program through the different levels of grant and funding opportunities at the agency while furthering the overarching integrated water resources supply development strategy. So there's three positions, all funded from general fund. Total funding is $615,000 general fund. And that's the close of our policy option package. The total recommended budget for water resources is general fund dollars of $29,821,168. lottery fund of $2,511,482, other funds of $20,797,927, federal funds of $1,302,403 for total funds of $54,432,980, 164 positions comprising 162.5 AFT.
We have a series of motions here if we go through them all. So,
would you prefer to just take the recommendation first, or do you want to go through all of them?
Well, we can take the LFO recommendation first. I've got several motions here. I've got the motion on the general recommendation.
Yeah, the performance measures.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a motion to move the LFO recommendation for HB 5042?
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation on HB 5042.
Okay, is there a discussion of the motion? Is there an objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Will you go through the key performance measures?
Certainly.
Or any changes? I don't think there are.
There's no, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, we've made no changes, recommended no changes to the key performance measures for the agency. We ask that the key performance measures be approved as presented. I've been working with the agency quite a bit on the key performance measures, and there are some that may need some changing. The agency has been very forthcoming on their both their struggles and their achievements on some of the key performance measures, and we are working closely during the 15-17 biennium and may be bringing some changes forward, but not at this time.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I would move the LFO recommendation on the proposed key performance measures.
It's been moved to move the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Now the final the two final recommendations, the changes in the appropriations bill.
Mr. Chair, member subcommittee, as we discussed before, I went over these numbers. So the LFO recommends changes to the appropriation bill with the dash that are contained in the dash one amendment, and we've gone over those numbers at the top. So I can read them again.
Okay, they're already on the record.
So, Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the dash one amendments dated May 19, 2015 to House Bill 5042.
Okay. It's been moved to amend 5042 with the LFO recommended changes contained in the dash one amendment. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Final recommendation? You're going to recommend to the full committee?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 5042 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. It's been moved to recommend House Bill 5042 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Just a question. I believe that I just want to make sure that there are part of the original budget is in capital construction. It's my understanding that what we've done here sets up that should that pass, we're able to take care of it in the packages that we have here.
That's my understanding.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Hansel, that's exactly what's happened here. Any of the packages that are related to bond funding have been included in the budget, but included in the budget with either limitation positions or with language denoting that those positions will, the positions and expenditure authority will be removed if the bond funding isn't.
Any additional discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Senator Hansel, will you carry it to the full and to the floor?
Okay.
And in the House, who to carry it to the House floor? Volunteers?
Second.
Representative Hack. You volunteer?
Sure. I'm done with that. Why not?
Okay. So Representative Hack will carry in the House. That concludes our business for today, I believe. So we are adjourned. My apologies for running late.